Real World Radio is interviewing Fabian Fluse. He is an extractive industries campaigner of Friends of the Earth Europe, and he has been so tender to attend this interview with Real World Radio. Fabian, first of all, thank you very much and welcome to the radio.
Thank you.
Fabian, according to a publication that Friends of the Earth Europe has in its own webpage, new figure released at the end of January by the US National Resources Defense Council showed that if Europe does not act, its imports on tar sands, one of the dirtiest fossil fuels, could likely skyrocket from about 4,000 barrels per day in 2012 to over 700,000 barrels per day in 2020. What can you say to us about these findings, and how have you reacted from Friends of the Earth Europe?
Yeah, we're very, very worried about these findings because so far, as you said, there was basically no oil coming from Canada into Europe, and our research now shows that in 2020 it could multiply by many, many times, and we're especially worried because the tar sands oil from Canada is the most greenhouse gas intensive oil in the world, so it's the one that contributes most to climate change. And in Europe, we're campaigning to keep this very dirty fossil fuel out of Europe.
Yeah, Fabian, what's the real situation about the tar sands in the region? Can you do like a summary of what's happening with this in your region?
Yeah, so the tar sands are a kind of oil that is not a regular oil, but mixed with sand and clay. So they're very difficult to get out of the ground, and therefore the companies that extract them use huge amounts of energy to get the oil out. And it's very heavy oil, which means the refining is also a lot more complicated, which produces even more greenhouse gas emissions. But apart from the greenhouse gas emissions, there's also huge impacts on the environment. There are lots of local communities, the First Nations, indigenous people in Canada who live very close to the tar sands development, and they're being affected by the chemicals, by the toxic pollutants that are released to the water, by the dirty air, and by the livelihoods taken away. So we think that there should be no way these very, very dirty and destructive fuels should be extracted from the ground.
My understanding is that in the United States and Canada, the situation is very different using tar sands for the production of fossil fuels.
Yeah, there's a lot changing at the moment in the oil production in North America. So the tar sands are expanding very rapidly, and I think many of us have heard about the Keystone pipeline that President Obama might or might not approve, which will be very important to get the tar sands oil out of the region in Canada where they're mined to the markets where they can be sold. But there's also a lot more oil production going on in the United States themselves. So this is why the Canadians are looking for new places where they can sell their oil. And Europe is one of the destinations where they want to ship it to, and we want to prevent that.
There are some important figures and information in your webpage about the tar sands imports and the equivalencies. For example, with the amount of cars that the imports the increase in the imports would mean in the European roads. I would like to know, Fabian, what are the opinions? You are in the center of Europe in Brussels. Do you have you been doing lobbying work and this kind of thing?
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of work in Brussels with the different institutions of the European Union to prevent this from happening. And for many years now, the European Union wanted to pass a law that would require it to make their fuels cleaner, to reduce the amount of carbon that is emitted in producing the oils that are consumed in Europe. And this law should have been in place already in 2011, but it keeps being delayed because the oil industry and the Canadian government are lobbying very heavily. So we're working with the responsible people here in Brussels and tell them why it's so important to pass a law that prevents these kinds of fuels from coming into Europe. And at the moment, it's very difficult to say whether we'll manage to get this law passed, because, as I said, there are very powerful interests like the oil industry and the Canadian government who want to prevent us from doing this. But we're working on it, and there are some politicians and some people in the administration that are committed to doing something about it, and there's especially a lot of people in the European Parliament who are very worried about this and who have said that they support us in campaigning against these very dirty fuels.
It's good to know that there are these kind of positions also in the European Union Parliament. You are very worried, for example, with the issue of the climate change. The greenhouse gas emissions could be very, very high, more important, much more important than what it is today, if these imports of tar sands increase so much by 2020, Fabian.
Yeah, exactly. So we're thinking that the different reports on climate change, especially the ones by the IPCC, have shown that it's impossible for us to exploit all the fossil fuels that are in the ground. If we are going to do that, then we're going to have temperature increases of 6 degrees or more, and we're going to completely ruin our planet. So it's absolutely clear to anyone who looks at these numbers that some of the oil and coal has to stay in the ground, and but we're convinced that the parts that should stay in the ground are the dirtiest ones, and of all the oil that is around in the world, the tar sands oil is the dirtiest, so that's why we think it definitely should stay in the ground.
As organization, Friends of the Earth Europe is pushing very hard to try to prohibit this big flood of tar sands to the region. I would like to ask you, Fabian, what alternatives have you been presenting, in which ways Europe should attend the issue of energy in the region?
We think it's very important that we try to get away from these dirty fossil fuels as quickly as possible. So Europe should invest in its own renewable energies. It should have very, very strict laws for cars and other vehicles that increase their efficiency, so we reduce the dependency on oil that in Europe always comes from other places around the world. So there should be a lot more focus on efficiency, on using renewable energy, on using public transport, and having good, high-quality, cheap public transport available for everyone. We think these are the solutions, and not just keep buying oil, and especially the dirty oil from all over the world. So we think Europe needs a whole different approach on how to reduce dependency on fossil fuels.
Okay, Fabian, would you like to add something else that you think maybe it's important to underline in the interview?
It's important to see that something like this, once it's passed in one part of the world, it could also become a model for other parts of the world, and that's why it's so important to get these things right. And there are some places around the world which already have some kind of law that wants to clean up the oil and the fuels that are being used in these places. So we hope that if we can get a good law being passed in Europe, that then other places around the world are going to pick it up, and that eventually these fuels will stay in the ground forever.
Okay, it was Fabian Flues, his extractive industries campaigner of Friends of the Earth Europe. You have been very kind. Thank you very much for your time and for your words, Fabian.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.